It's now time for the KGRG News. Bring you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound and beyond. 89.9 KGRG.
Good afternoon. It's 4:27 and this is Bruno McNasty with KGRG FM News. A California man was taken into custody over the weekend after he allegedly pulled a gun on a young Girl Scout who was selling cookies door-to-door. The Riverside County Sheriff's Office reported that the father of the girl contacted authorities after he saw 59-year-old John Dodgerill point the gun at the scout while she was at his door on Sunday. The release said, quote, "When the victim knocked at the suspect's door, he opened the door and pointed a gun at her," unquote. Dodgerill was taken into custody for suspected assault with a deadly weapon. The Girl Scouts organization has recently come under fire from conservative activists and pundits for linking to stories and articles about women who made a difference in 2013. A Super Bowl commercial from the Coca-Cola Company featuring the song America the Beautiful, sung in several different languages, caused a storm of hatred on Twitter as certain conservatives and other ignorant types complained that the only allowable language in America is English and that no other languages should be allowed. Former Tea Party Congressman Alan West took time during the game to write on his blog that, quote, "If we cannot be proud enough as a country to sing American the Beautiful in English in a commercial during the Super Bowl, why a company as American as they come, doggone, we are on the road to perdition. This was a truly disturbing commercial for me," unquote. Perhaps Mr. West is unaware or has forgotten that America was populated by immigrants, was built by immigrants, and continues to welcome immigrants, and that hatred of immigrants, or the way that they talk, is about as un-American as can be. I especially like the headline on the satirical website The Borowitz Report, which read as follows, "Koch's wild assertion that other languages exist stirs controversy." In sports, Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith, linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, was answering questions at his press conference after the game when a man barged his way to the microphone and said, quote, "Investigate 9-11. 9-11 was perpetrated by people within our own government," unquote. Thus, 9-11 trutherism interrupts the Super Bowl festivities, and someone without proper press credentials can still get close to the cameras on national news. The interloper, a fellow named Matthew Mills, was arrested for criminal trespass. He was not armed. In weather news, it's going to be clear, cold, and dry for the next few days, with highs in the mid-30s and lows in the mid-teens. In traffic is running slow, stop-and-go southbound on 167 out of Renton and kind of heavy on I-5 southbound out of Tukwila, also past Kenton Federal Way. Traffic is also stop-and-go on Highway 18 eastbound through Auburn. And that's the news. For KGRG, I'm Bruno McNasty, and you're not. Meanwhile, here's some advice. If you're going to drink, drink the good stuff. Then it's too expensive to become an alcoholic.